Hello and welcome back. And for my new listeners, hit the follow button and share this podcast. Now, let's get into some things. First on the docket is your favorite president, Donald Trump, who has caught the COVID. We hate to see it, and I can't help but wonder if karma caught up with his ass for being out here and just saying ridiculous shit about COVID, making people think it's not real, telling people drink or inject themselves with bleach, just crazy, just out here being messy. And you remember when he was debating Hillary Clinton and she caught pneumonia, how he was at one of his rallies making fun of her, of how she was walking when she was sick, saying something like she want to manage the country but can't even manage to walk to her vehicle without passing out. The woman had pneumonia, you piece of shit. So I think karma has caught his ass. Yeah, and he was making fun of Joe Biden just last week when him and his family was wearing masks at the debate. And now look at you. Now you got it. What you in the hospital for? What you up in the hospital for? Just get you some bleach, some disinfectant. Take it, inject it, whatever it is you telling these people. You told these people months ago up in April to do about their COVID. You take your own advice. We're going to take a short break and come back and get into our next topic. We are back. Our next on the docket is Meg the Stallion. Meg the Stallion was on SNL, Saturday Night Live. Does anybody still watch Saturday Night Live? It's still running, so I guess so. Well, Meg used the SNL platform to send a message to her audience. Toward the end of her Savage performance, the remix with Beyoncé, they all wore black and white, and she played over the speakers a quote from Malcolm X that said, "The most disrespected, unprotected, and neglected person in America is the black woman." This quote is from a speech Malcolm X did in 1962. At the end of the performance, Meg Thee Stallion spoke into the mic and said, "We need to protect our black women and love our black women, because at the end of the day, we need our black women." Yes, I'm here for it, sis. I'm here for it. Next on the docket is Kylie Jenner. I think she more popular for doing crazy ass shit than for actually doing something. Now, I can't believe that people are still upset over Kylie being in the WAP video with Meg Thee Stallion and Cardi B. When I return, we'll talk about that tea. Yes, we are back. Now let's talk about this Kylie Jenner situation. Now, you know when Cardi B's WAP came out, no doubt it went viral. And midway through the video, what people are upset about is you see this woman walking down this hallway with this leopard outfit on. She opens the door and turns around, and lo and behold, it's Kylie Jenner. When I tell you people are in an uproar and still apparently are in an uproar still to this day, a petition from change.org has been circulating. The petition already has over 40,000 signatures. The petition is to get Kylie Jenner edited out of that WAP video. We hate to see it. So what I'm amazed about is I didn't think people were that pressed that they'd want to try to stop her bag. What has Kylie done to y'all? Maybe stealing from Black creators? Maybe appropriating off of Black culture? Remember when she put that pic up on Instagram with the cornrows in her hair with the caption that read hashtag white girls do it better? Then she hurried up and changed the caption, but the damage was already done. The hurt was already RT'd. So, after seeing the video for the first time, many people tweeted that Kylie was a culture-stealing colonizer. Others tweeted that she's a culture vulture who doesn't even remember what her own complexion looks like. The Kardashian and Jenner are culture vultures. Kylie's makeup line is trash. She's had so much cosmetic surgery, she don't know who she is anymore. So has Kim, so has Khloe. Kourtney is the only one that looks like herself. We got to take a short break. And when we come back, and I'll wrap up what Cardi B's response was about this petition. We are back. Now, you know Cardi B is known for popping off to any and everybody on the internet. Like, she just can't get enough. She pop off whenever somebody says something, like she Googles her name, and if there's a negative comment, she will respond. I don't know why she gives people the energy. But this time, Cardi B took the high road. She responded by saying thank you to all the women who were a part of the video. She appreciates that they made time to do it. She said it was very important for her, important to her, to include different women that are of different races and come from different backgrounds, but are so powerful and influential. It is very unlikely that Kylie Jenner will be edited from the video. But to know that the hatred for her is so real. Now that's saying something. Thanks for listening. Hit the follow button on your way out. Bye.